It's Perek Vav of Shari Yichud V'Amunah, and the top is page Pei. I don't know what it is at the bottom. If you give it to me a second, I'll tell you. What? 302. At the bottom, it's 302. Yes. Okay, last week we were supposed to start Perek Vav. We ended up getting into discussion. Okay, in Perek Vav, the Alter Rebbe says the following. V'hine, Shem Elokim, the name of Elokim, who Shem Midas HaGvura V'Atzimtzum, is the attribute of Gvura and Tzimtzum, of strictness and limitations. Meaning, when you say the concept, and I'll just give an introduction to this general concept of the names of Hashem. There's a medrash that says that when Moshe Rabbeinu met Hashem at the bush, at the burning bush, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, what's your name? So Hashem said to him in the medrash, it says, Shmi Atarei Suleida, you want to know my name? Lefi Maisei Ani Nikra. I'm called based on my actions. When I do kindness, I'm called Kel. Like it says, Chesed Kel Kolayim. When I do Gvura, I'm called Elokim. When I fight battles, I'm called Tzvoris. When I do Midas Rachmim, I'm called Yudke Vavke. When I do other things, I'm called Shaddai. When I do other things, I'm called the various names. So what's the explanation of the Medrash? What does it mean Hashem is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, I am called based on what I do? What does that mean? So to understand this, it's the analogy of things by a person. A person himself doesn't need a name. For yourself, you don't need a name. The only reason you need a name is to identify with other people. If somebody wants to call you, if somebody wants to talk about you, or if somebody wants to say Lashon Hara about you, you need a name, but that is only basically the way you are identified with somebody else. You yourself don't need a name. And the same thing is with Hashem. The essence of Hashem doesn't have a name. That's what's called Anoichi, or Ata, whichever way, first person, second person. But it's basically Anoichi or Ata. It's nameless. Hashem's names, and that's why there's seven names of Hashem that you're not allowed to erase, because each one corresponds with a different midah, a different attribute of Hashem. So Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, the whole concept of my name is the way I identify with something else. What do you mean the way Hashem identifies with something else? The way Hashem deals with the world, that's the way Hashem is identified with something else. So when Hashem does kindness, that's where he gets the name Kel. When he does strictness, he gets the name of Lakim. When he does beauty or Rachmanis, then he gets the name Yudke Vavke. So when you speak about the name of Hashem as Elokim, what attribute of Hashem are we referring to? What identification of Hashem are we referring to? He said that is the midah of Gvura and Tzimtzum, the attribute of strictness and limitation. And he says, Lochein, therefore, Hugamkim, the Gematria Teva. Therefore, the name Elokim is also 86, which is the same numerical value as the word Hateva, the nature. Why? What does it mean, the gematria of Teva? Teva, as we say in Oz Yashir, Tubu'u B'yamsuf, sunken in the sea. The reason why nature is called Teva, why is nature called Teva? Because Teva, nature, is godliness sunken and concealed in such a way that you don't see its godliness. What is nature? You have the nature in the world, all the natural things that are going on in the world, and yet when you have the nature of the world, people don't see godliness. When a miracle happens, everybody sees godliness. So Chassidus explains that what is the definition of nature? Nature is a constant miracle. Because nature is also a miracle. When you plant a seed in the ground, and out comes a tree, it's an unbelievable miracle. The birth of a baby is an unbelievable miracle. The sun coming up in the east and setting in the west And the moon coming up in the east and setting in the west is an unbelievable miracle. And every day it goes the same. Why is it called natural? Why do we say it's natural to happen? Because it happens so often, it becomes the concept of nature. If one day the sun would wake up in the west and set in the east, it would be an unbelievable commotion. It would be an unbelievable commotion because what's the difference between east to west or west to east? What's the difference? One is usual and one is out of the ordinary. So the definition of a miracle is nature on an out of the ordinary thing. What is nature? It's a constant miracle. So what is it? It's Elokus sunken into the rules and the laws of nature, that you look at nature, you don't necessarily see a God. And therefore he says it's called Bigmatria Teva. Why? Because Teva means hidden and sunken. Because nature conceals this revelation of godliness, that makes the world exist and make the world live. And it appears as if the world is running in a natural way without godliness. So what is the name of Teva? The name of Teva is Elokim, because what is Elokim? Like we learned in the previous chapter, Elokim is the mogen, the cover that blocks the sun that we should be able to get it. And therefore he says, the Shem Elokim Zeh, this name of Elokim, is mogen v'nartik, the Shem Avaya, is the cover and the concealment of the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei, Lahalim Ha'erd V'Hachayis, to conceal the revelation of godliness, Hanimshech Mishem Havaya, which comes in the level of Yud Kei Vav Kei, U'mahava Me'ayin L'Yesh, and it creates something from nothing. What does Elokim do? So it conceals it, Sh'layizgala L'Nivroyim, that it's this level of Yud Kei Vav Kei, the infinite level of God, should not be revealed to the world, the yevatlu b'metzias, that it should become non-existent. If the world would feel the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei, the revelation of godliness, the world would not be bottled. The world would not be subjugated and completely given over to Hashem, because if you feel God, you can't say you're bottled to God, because you are God, you feel God. Bittul means you seem to be your own entity, and yet you subjugate yourself to Hashem. In order for the world to feel itself as a separate entity that doesn't feel God, Hashem used the name Elokim to hide and conceal godliness, that when you look at the world, all you see is nature, you don't see any godliness. Why did Hashem do it? What does He care if we feel Elokus? What it bothers Him that we feel Him? The answer is because Hashem wanted a dira b'tachtonim. Hashem wanted a dwelling place in the lowest of worlds. Meaning, in a world that doesn't feel godliness, in a world which hides and conceals godliness, that's where Hashem wants us to reveal godliness. But if we would feel godliness, we would automatically be bottled to Hashem in such a way that it wouldn't be any worth any Aveda, because it would be no Bittul. Because if you feel Elokus, you do it not out of Bittul, you do it because you feel Him. But this is what the accomplishment of the name Elokim is, to conceal the revelation of Yud Kei Vav Kei, that we shouldn't feel the level of Yud Kei Vav Kei, open godliness, and therefore Hashem wants that godliness should be concealed. The more godliness is concealed, the greater the accomplishment. And that's why, even though in the world in general, there is a concealment of godliness, but in the time of Golus, the concealment of godliness is even more. So the Aveda of Golus is worth more than the Aveda in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why it says in Chassidus that when Mashiach comes, it's a bank in the Golus tag, we're going to be missing and longing to the Golus days. Because then we're going to realize how much we could have accomplished in Golus, which we can't accomplish after Mashiach comes. Because once Mashiach comes and the revelation of godliness permeates the world, so then you're not doing anything. You can't have bittul. And then you can't reveal the ultimate level of godliness. What? People always kvetch. Mashiach comes, they'll still have to kvetch. It's not only the grass is green on the other side, the grass is greener on the other side. Let's ask a very simple question. Where is there a greater accomplishment? When you serve God, when you see Him and feel Him, or you serve Him when you don't feel Him? Where's greater Aveda? Trust me, it's going to be easier then. Because if you feel godliness, it's easier to be bottled to godliness. Hello? Men know. There is the golden years, and then there's the working years. Yeah? The working years is when you make the money. The golden years is when you appreciate the money. Right? But the advantage, there's an advantage in the golden years when you make the money. The Aveda of Golis is what causes the revelation of Tapa. It's totally Masein of Aveda Seinu. It's what Alter Rebbe said before in Tanya. So our Aveda, and the more difficult the Aveda is, the more the challenges in Aveda are, the greater the accomplishment.
So then why is it so hard to be happy?
Now?
When it's so hard in order to get something.
No, that's why when a person is challenged, they should be dancing. It's easy to say, it's hard to do.
Right.
Challenges, when Hashem gives a person a challenge, simultaneously He gives us the ability to overcome the challenge. That's a given. If not, He wouldn't give us the challenge. He can't. So when Hashem gives us a challenge, He gives us simultaneously the ability to overcome the challenge. When we overcome the challenge, we accomplish much, much more than if we didn't have the challenge. So you don't ask for the challenge. But when you do get the challenge, then you should be happy and serve Hashem with simcha.
Yeah, but sometimes it takes many years to overcome it. Some people may never overcome it. I mean, so why are
That's because they don't want to.
No, they don't know how to. They're not in a.
If they're given a challenge, they're given the ability to overcome it.
Well, maybe it takes many, many years before they can have those abilities.
It takes people many years to do anything. That doesn't mean that's the way it should be. So he says, "V'aribchinas gvura zu, this level of gvura, v'tzimtzum hazeh, and this level of concealment, the Alter Rebbe says, uzgamkein b'chinas chesed is also chesed. Even though l'cha'era, seemingly, it's a limitation and a restriction of godliness, but this itself is really a chesed. And like he says, the pasuk, which is chesed she'elam yibana bay. This is the level of elam chesed yibana, that Hashem created the world with chesed. The question is, Hashem didn't create the world with chesed. Hashem created the world with Elokim, which is Gvura. How could you say that Hashem created the world with chesed? So the Alter Rebbe is explaining, because only through the limitation can you get anything. Like we gave the mashal. You could be standing by Niagara Falls. You're very thirsty. There's millions of gallons of water. Yeah? It's worthless. Because it's too much water. If you want to take a drink, you need to get a cup, which is 8 ounces or so, and fill it up, and then you could drink. When there's infinite light, you can't use it. It's too much light. It's too great. In order to be able to benefit from the light, you need to hide the light, conceal the light, limit the light, and then you're able to benefit from it. So that limitation is beneficial. If you have a brilliant scholar, and the scholar is giving a lecture, and the scholar is talking on his level, which is way over everybody's heads, they get nothing from the lecture. But if the scholar limits his seichel, so even though the scholar is limiting his knowledge, he's not revealing his knowledge on his level, he has to limit it. But the bottom line is, for the audience, it's a kindness that he's limiting it, because now they're able to get something, and like this, they would get nothing. If Hashem would reveal his level of Yitke Vavke, there wouldn't be a world. There would be only Elokus. So even though Elokim is an act of Gvura, but it's really Chesed Sheba Gvura, it's an act of Chesed. And he says, V'zui B'chin is Gvura. This is the level of Gvura which is included in Chesed. This is Gvura Sheba Chesed. And he says, V'ne Miskalus Hamidus, from the unity of the Midas. Zub is one in the nether, one in the next. Nira la'ain, you can see clearly, the Iyuvah Gamay Chad, that Hashem and His Kelim are one. And this is connected to what the Alter Rebbe explained in the fifth parak, according to the Rebbe's explanation. The Alter Rebbe said before, and this is in addition, when what the Rebbe explained, we started explaining certain parts of it last week. Chesed is higher than Gvura. Right? In the order of the spheres, Chesed is higher than Gvura. The question is, how could something lower hide something more powerful? If Chesed is more powerful than Gvura, how is it possible for Gvura to hide Chesed, to conceal Chesed? If Chesed is stronger than Gvura, it's a greater level. How can Tzimtzum Gvura conceal Chesed? And the Alter Rebbe explained before, this is what the Rebbe explained, the Alter Rebbe adds a line that the Alter Rebbe says, because in Kedusha, Chesed and Gvura are both originating in the level of Chesed, which is Atik. And over there, Chesed and Gvura are equal. And because in Kedusha, Chesed and Gvura, or all the spheres, are bottled to Elokus, so opposites can coexist. We know in Kedusha you have a Mesfira Sa'imen, right? You have 7 weeks, and 7 days per week, and the first night is Chesed Sheba Chesed, and the second night is Gvura Sheba Chesed, and Tver Sheba Chesed, and the second week is Gvura, so it's Chesed Sheba Gvura, and Gvura Sheba Gvura, and so on. How in the world can you combine two opposites? Chesed and Gvura are opposites. Mayim is Chesed, fire is Gvura. You cannot coexist fire and water in this world. How is it possible in Kedusha you can have Chesed and Gvura and Gvura and Chesed? If they're opposites, how can opposites coexist? You can't have limited and unlimited coexisting. You can't have fire and water coexisting, and you can't have Chesed and Gvura coexisting. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining over here that we're saying that the world is created with Gvura, yet it's Chesed. Why is it Chesed? Because now at least we get something. And if the infinite level of Elokus would be revealed, we would get nothing. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining, how can you have Chesed and Gvura coexisting? The answer is because they're all bottled to Hashem. It's Chesed of Atzilus and Gvura of Atzilus. And because Chesed feels Elokus and Gvura feels Elokus, therefore they could be united. Because they don't feel themselves, they feel God. And if they feel godliness, as far as Hashem is concerned, Chesed and Gvura are both equal. And therefore the Alter Rebbe is explaining what it says, Iyuv Gamay Echad, Hashem and the Kelim are one, Shehem Midas, which are the Midas of Hashem, Kimi'ach Hashem B'yichud Gamor Imay, the fact that with Hashem they're all united, they are all mamish bottled, all they feel is Hashem, Lochene misyachte zu bezu. Therefore, they can unite one with another. Veklulus zu mizu, and they're inclusive one with the next. Chesed is composed of gvura. Gvura is composed of chesed. Everything is composed of each other. How can you combine opposites? Because they all feel elukus. And as far as elukus is concerned, everything is equal. And that's why, connected to this, to the parsha, when Yaakov was fighting with the Malach, the Malach of Esav, the question is, why is evil fighting Kedusha if they both come from God? Even evil exists from God, so what, God fighting himself? The answer is, in levels of Kedusha, all the way up there, Esav and Yaakov are completely equal. Down here, they're opposites. But all the way up there, in the highest levels of Elukus, Yaakov and Esav are equal. Good and bad are equal. The definition of good and bad only comes when they become defined as good and bad. But good undefined and bad undefined are both equal. And that's why Chesed and Gvura in Kedusha could unite, because what are they feeling? That level of Elokus that is so great that Chesed and Gvura are exactly the same. And there's no difference between good and bad. And that's why there's a level of Elokus that whether you do mitzvahs or you do avedis is totally irrelevant. No. In the ultimate high level, it doesn't matter. Esav is the same thing. Esav wanted to reach to access that level of Kedusha.
Right, but then it talks about how the Hashem is choosing the Jews from a level that's higher, from a place of absolute choice, which is higher than that place, where there is something.
Choice? No. Choice is in a place where two things are exactly equal. If not, you can't have free choice. Hashem choosing the Jew instead of the Goy is only in a place where Jew and Goy are equal, where good and bad is equal, where Havai and Elokim and Chesed and Gvura are all equal.
That's it. That's the top. That's the highest. There's nothing.
Correct.
There's like no kernel inside that level. So the one reason we're doing this is because Hashem chooses that we do mitzvah here.
And therefore, when we choose to do a mitzvah, we connect ourselves to that level of God that chose. When we choose, we connect ourselves to God's choosing, which is the level of the essence of Hashem.
And God connects himself to us?
Yep. A gashmistika marshal, a gashmistika physical marshal of this. You have a child, okay? Then you can have a child that behaves and a child that doesn't behave, correct? Is the child that behaves more child than the child that doesn't? Obviously not. They are not less child because they misbehave, and they're not more child because they behave. Correct? In friendship, friendship is dependent on behavior. If you don't behave to one another, you're not friends. Correct? Even marriage, for that matter, is based on behavior. Right? The connection between a child and a parent is an essential bond that's totally irrelevant to behavior. Now, there is a level of relationship of parent and child where behavior does matter. No parent is going to say, okay, I don't care what my kid does because we're connected anyway. There's a level of relationship between parent and child where behavior does matter. But there's a level of relationship between parent and child that is totally irrelevant behavior. Correct? Why? Because the fact that you're a child has nothing to do with good and bad. Good doesn't make you a child, and bad doesn't make you not a child. It's above both together. Good and bad are equal there. right? That level of relationship between a Jew and that level of elokus is where ches and gvur are equal, infinite and finite are equal, miracle and miracle and nature are equal, Jew and guy are equal, everything is equal. Because there's nothing defined there. And if it's not defined, everything is equal. Good and bad only become good and bad once they become limited and defined as good and bad. That's why when a kid becomes bar mitzvah, the maimer, and this is all the mothers know, like we said, when the kid becomes bar mitzvah, they say, one of the expressions is, im chatasim atifel bei, v'ravu pshachem atasalei, im tzedaktim atitin lei, mam yotcha yikach. Meaning, im tzedakt, im chatas, if you sinned, you did anything. V'ravu pshachem, you have abundance of negligent sins, you did anything. Im tzedakt, if you're good, matitin, you give anything to God. There's a level of elokus that good and bad are completely equal. Should they exist? That's called tshuva in English. Tshuva reaches that level. Tshuva makes good into bad. I mean, good into bad. Bad into good. Because tshuva reaches a level where both are equal. Huh? In that level. But in, like you said, in a parent and child level, the essence is where they're equal. But there is a relationship of parent and child that's not in the essence. Over there, behavior matters. No? Does it matter to you how your kids behave? Why? Because there's a level of relationship that a parent has with a kid that they want it to behave, where behavior matters. But there's a level of relationship between parent and child where behavior doesn't matter. Right? Because chesed and gevurah are both originating in the source of the essence of Hashem, it doesn't matter. Chesed and gevurah is the same thing. There's a level of elokus that good and bad are equal. The pasuk says, it's a pasuk. Halei och Esav leYaakov. The pasuk says, Yaakov and Esav are brothers. Ves Yaakov ohavti, ves Esav sanesi. And Yaakov I loved and Esav I hated. Okay, but the first half of the pasuk says, Yaakov and Esav are brothers, meaning they're equal. And at that level, Hashem chose to love Yaakov and hate Esav. Because that's where Bechira is. Once there's a difference in behavior, there's no, you can't call it free will anymore, free choice. Because the good behavior makes me like him. The bad behavior makes me dislike him. So it's not Bechira. That Hashem chose a Jew is in that level where good and bad are equal. Okay.